Now, it's been 30-plus years the Star Wars era has been going. What does it mean to you to be a part of it, and what does this exhibit mean to you as well?
It's very strange to be part of the Star Wars phenomenon. For 32 years of my life, for more than half of my life, Star Wars has been part of my life. And it never was meant to be like that. I refused to meet George Lucas. I didn't want a job in this silly sci-fi movie. I didn't want to be a robot. And then it was all changed by a painting, and it's kind of featured here in the exhibit, because something in that painting spoke to me, and here I am in Minnesota all these years later. And increasingly realizing why it's been important for me to be a part of this, why it's been amazing for the world that Star Wars happened. Quite odd, you know, there are things people like, don't like in each film. But in general, the love, affection, interest, belief, the educational, the almost paternal side of Star Wars, that it shows people how they might live their life and how maybe you shouldn't live your life. So it's full of stuff, which I never understood at the beginning, still don't understand half of it now. But I do get that people genuinely are fond of this phenomenon, and I'm a part of it. And maybe there are one or two people out there who are fond of me, in a kind of minor way. That's a good feeling.
Well, Star Wars is such a big popular icon, and C-3PO as well. What has it meant to you, specifically playing the part of C-3PO, and are there any moments that were special to you that you really remember and enjoy?
I think in some ways not always been easy being 3PO, because you know, you can see that playing that image is not me. So sometimes there's been a disassociation, certainly at the beginning. People weren't meant to know that I had actually done all the work to make him exist. So that felt a bit odd, to be kind of negated and sidelined. But you know, I'm here because now the opposite has happened, that Lucasfilm are perfectly happy and indeed, you know, promote the fact that I was doing this. Because those people who want to believe 3PO is a real droid, absolutely fine. Those people who think, so you mean there was a crazy person in there who would actually willingly dress up and talk in a funny way and walk in a strange manner? Who is that person? It's you, you know. That's kind of fun. They also, I share with 3PO a kind of ability to talk about things. And sometimes there's a slight crossover between us, and I'm quite happy about that. And sometimes I've had quite enough of him, and he has to go back in his box. What I love about this exhibition, Star Wars, Where Science Meets Imagination, is it does take the worldwide, the global, well, galactic knowledge that and fondness that people have of the movies. And then it says, you know, besides that, why don't we turn that around and look back at the planet we actually live on, where you actually carry out your daily studies, your work, your whatever, the area you do the real chores in. Why don't we look at that area and say, there's magic stuff happening for real on your planet, and maybe you, as a young person, can have a career that will form a part of that, that you become a scientist, that you do something kind of useful, rather than just being an actor. Well, and I like being a part of that. It gives an added dimension to the phenomenon that is a film.
You mentioned that, you know, it's affected other people in any ways. What is the future of Star Wars, and are you involved in any future projects with Star Wars?
Next week, I'll be back in London in a studio again by myself, recording another episode of Clone Wars, the cartoon series. Great, because I'm not wearing the costume. I stand in front of a microphone and go, hello, I am C-3PO, human cyborg. Oh, am I? What's going on? So more stories, because we have a cartoon and animated film coming out later this year, and a TV series. After that, you know, okay, there's talk of the TV action series. That's yet to be confirmed. I don't think there are going to be any more movies. You know, George and I and other members of the cast are getting older now. And, you know, the Star Wars story was kind of complete, wasn't it? We had a beginning eventually, and we had an end eventually. There are little offshoot things going on, but the main story, I think, is perfectly fine, and finally perfect. So that's not going to grow in that way. But what is truly extraordinary about this thing is that I cannot, and I doubt you can think of any film or entertainment that has gone through generations, maybe four generations by this point, who shared fathers, sons, mothers, daughters, grandparents, whatever. They all know the common language and they all have their favorite characters, almost like a favorite football team. And I think that's pretty amazing. Okay, it's helped by the growth in electronic media that when we did Star Wars, there wasn't video. Video came out. Now we're putting video in landfill and we have strange discs. In a few years' time, we'll have implants in our ears or heads or whatever. And so it will go on. But that's allowed people to share in a very easy way. But they wouldn't share something that didn't matter. They wouldn't share something that wasn't entertaining, that had a depth to it. And I surprise myself by hearing myself say, there is a depth to Star Wars.
You can pick one moment within the life of C-3PO, as you film the movies, did the extracurricular type stuff, like coming to exhibits like this. What is one moment that stands out as the most special moment to you?
I think it was the other day. A man came up and said, could you do the voice for my little kid? He doesn't believe you're 3PO. And I looked at this kid who's staring at me, gray hair, man. And I, said, hello, I am C-3PO, human-cyborg relations. And the kid, looked at me and then smiled and just got it. I like that.